This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Listeners to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. The show is streamlined through myvillagegreen.com. Do visit the Village Green site and the store on Cedar Lane. That's where you have expert advice on supplements, and Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. They do carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, and do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so tune in next Sunday to hear Dr. Passaro discuss antioxidants for brain health with Dr. David Perlmutter. Now, today, our guest is going to be Dallas Cluatra. We'll be talking about natural therapies for cholesterol management. Now, before we go into our subject, I wanted to give a little bit of background. Some of this is familiar, but hopefully there's some new news that you can use. Let's talk about the causes of death. Most people know that heart disease is the number one cause of death in the United States. And that's significant. Let's also talk about the preventable causes of death. And this is very interesting. Tobacco use, poor diet, and inactivity represent over 800,000 in the causes of death. It is, though, those are the most preventable. Tobacco, poor diet, and inactivity. So they're about 400,000 each. Then you get into alcohol, which drops to 85,000, and illicit drug use down to 17,000. I'm not minimizing any of the other causes of death. It also includes infections, toxic exposures, motor vehicle accidents, firearms, and sexual behaviors. But when we look at the simplest way to improve our life expectancy and our life quality, it's the quality that we're after. One of my friends said, well, what do you want to live forever, Dana? I said, no, I just want to feel good every day that I live. It's the quality of life that we're looking for. So here it is. Get rid of tobacco, improve your diet, and start moving. It doesn't have to be fancy. Very important message. Now, let's talk. I'm very interested in the risks for cardiovascular disease. And we talk about risk factors, but there was an excellent article in the bottom line, and I thought this would be good to share with you. So what are the risks for heart attacks for cardiovascular disease? Well, most people know that steroid medications, the anti-inflammatory drugs, can increase the risk for heart attack and stroke by making blood platelets too sticky. Now, we tell you about omega-3 fatty acids because they counteract that. You're also told about using baby aspirin. But there are many nutrients that have this ability to reduce the stickiness, and that also includes vitamin E and folic acid. Most people aren't aware that steroids, which include the cortisone and prednisone, prednisolone, these are prescribed also for anti-inflammatory problems like colitis, inflammatory bowel disease, psoriasis, asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, and many other conditions. They raise cholesterol significantly. They also raise blood pressure, blood sugar, increase the risk for diabetes, and promote the development of plaque in the arteries. Most people are not aware of these side effects. They also deplete vitamin D, calcium, magnesium, zinc, and many other nutrients. So when people are on these steroids for long term, it is impossible to replace what is depleted with diet alone. Now, some of the other risk factors, stress. We mention this a lot on the show. Why? Because now you're making your own steroids. When you're under stress, you increase the release of stress hormones, and that stress can be acute and or chronic. Now, it isn't that we are going to be totally stress-free, and everyone determines their stress themselves, because you can have an event happen and some people will not even notice it. Other people will get extremely upset about it. And people that have phobias and fears, they experience much more stress, because what other people may consider an ordinary exposure, driving over a bridge, for instance, can be highly stressful for somebody who has anxiety, fears, and phobia. So those with chronic anxiety are in a chronic state of stress. It depletes adrenal function, and it sets you up for inflammation of the vessels. So it is injury to the vessels, inflammation of the vessels, that initiates this release of cholesterol as part of the Band-Aid. Cholesterol is not the direct cause. It's part of the response. Now, what else can we look at? Sleep apnea. People who suffer from this condition stop breathing during their sleep for a few seconds at a time, many times a night. And sleep apnea not only disrupts sleep, it's associated, again, with an increased risk for heart attack and disease, heart disease. Now, half of the people with mild sleep apnea, and that means they stop breathing 5 to 15 times per hour, and 20% of those with moderate apnea, which means 15 to 30 breathing stoppages per hour, that's huge. You're suffocating. You're having mini suffocation during the night. A lot of these people have positional sleep apnea, and that is disturbing the breathing, and it occurs only when the person is lying on their back. So there are some simple solutions. Some people have tied a pillow or a soft piece of foam. There are devices you can buy that you strap around you so that it's not easy to lie on your back. It forces you to lie on your side. And there's also, for the serious cases, the continuous positive airway pressure, the CPAP machine. And that works like a dream. There are also some dental appliances that can help. So this is something that has to be treated. Anemias can increase the risk. Anemias deplete the body's oxygen-carrying ability, and that can increase risk for heart disease. There is a chlamydia pneumoniae that's a respiratory infection. Over 2 million Americans have this, and again, it increases the risk for coronary artery disease, and more likely because it contributes to arterial inflammation. And while we're talking about infections, whether you've got gingivitis, an infection in the gums or the gingiva, or the periodontitis, or prostatitis, you are experiencing inflammation, and that is going to increase your risk for heart disease. So does sinusitis. So if you've got the itises and you've got chronic infections, you are going to have higher risk for heart disease. Vitamin K deficiency is another risk. Now, it's found in greens, and it's made in the gut, but we have guts that aren't well defended. We don't have enough of the good flora. Now, an interesting one, the horizontal lobe crease. This is in the ear, and it's a diagonal earlobe crease, right where women wear their earrings, if you want to know the location, and what they call preauricular creases, right in front of the ear. These are risk signs for cardiovascular disease. And if it's on one ear, it's a 30% increased cardiovascular risk. And if it's on both ears, it's a 77% increased cardiovascular risk. And just to let you know that in emergency rooms, they use this. If someone's unconscious, they look at the ears as a way of identifying, is this person at high risk? It's very interesting, and what has been observational now has a scientific basis for it. The little fatty growths, xanthelasmas, they little fatty lumps right along the eyelids. You may have seen this in some people. That's an increased risk for elevated lipids and heart disease. And arcus senilis, it's a cloudy ring around the outside of the pupil area, right at the edge of the pupil. And that is another associated risk. So there are lots of ways to read the body. You're going to learn a lot from Dr. Kluatra today. We're going to talk about some other nutrients. It's important when we talk about cardiovascular disease to talk about the health of the diet, high fiber, good protein, get rid of refined foods, and include a good multiple for age, stage, and gender, vitamin E, CoQ10, omega-3 fatty acids, B-complex, and that all-important nutrient, magnesium, one of the most significant nutrients with a significant effect on controlling blood pressure and reducing heart attacks. Very simple. So we'll take a break right now. I want to remind you about the spring sale with Village Green. You can save 30% on Pathway Nutrition products, 25% on top brands, and some savings on Sinus Survival products. So please stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief break with Dr. Kluatra. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and please do tune in next week to hear Dr. Pissarro discuss antioxidants for brain health with David Perlmutter. And he is a famous neurologist. Very interesting. So please tune in. And today, as we said in the first segment, our guest is Dallas Cluatra. We'll talk a little bit about Gero, but our subject today is natural therapies for cholesterol management. And Dr. Cluatra earned his Bachelor of Arts from Stanford and his PhD from the University of California at Berkeley. He's a fellow of the American College of Nutrition. He's a prominent industry consultant and a published author, as well as a principal in Glycon Technologies Group. So we're happy to have you back on the show, Dr. Cluatra, and looking forward to learning about the natural therapies for cholesterol management.
Well, it's nice to be back.
Yes, it's always interesting speaking with you. Give a little bit more about your background and about some of the articles and books that you've published.
Okay, my degree, I should point out up front, it was actually, believe it or not, in European history.
Wow.
Yes. What do you do with a PhD in history?
Not sure.
There was a section, I assure you, on the history of medicine, history of science in that PhD. But nevertheless, I've been publishing medical articles for the last 15 or 20 years, and so which is the reason I'm a fellow in the American College of Nutrition, because I publish in the medical field, and these articles have run the gamut. Published on garlic and wild garlic. I don't know whether you've ever heard of wild garlic.
Yes, yes. Garlic actually is a favorite subject on this show, and we certainly have explored it, and we're open to learn more from you.
Well, Central European wild garlic is an interesting species. Some of us like to say that that Charles the Great back in 800 AD had it right when he said, use this. But, I also have written on tocotrienols and vitamin E, and on CoQ10. So I've sort of a fairly wide gamut of research here. And the Glycon Technologies Group is it's an intellectual property holding group. I am a consultant for Jarl Formulas. Obviously, our audience is very familiar with Jarl.
Yes.
A very top-notch and generally cutting-edge supplement company here in Los Angeles.
Well, excellent.
I've known Jarl for about 12 or 14 years.
Yes, they're a fine company, and as you well know, Village Green carries the Jarl products as well. Let's talk about the natural therapies, not just for cholesterol, but cardiovascular in general, cholesterol being one aspect.
Okay. There's, of course, a whole range of things that can go wrong in the body. Now, I would point out that for some of these, such as blood pressure, we have an enormous number of checks and balances. So when you, later in life, you find people's blood pressure starting to rise, generally speaking, it means more than one mechanism has gone wrong. And when you look at such aspects of cardiovascular health as cholesterol, in fact, there's something similar is true, that medically this tends to be treated with one compound, one solution. What's the old adage that came out of the 19th century, one disease, one drug?
Yes.
Okay, the This is a mentality that is still quite pervasive, and unfortunately, it doesn't match general physiology. You can have things go wrong with the wall of your arteries, the endothelium. You can have various things going wrong with your liver. You can have problems with your clearance of blood glucose. Okay, these are, even though they can be viewed in one sense as related, if they are involved with your cardiovascular health, you're not necessarily going to treat them with the same approach. Okay, and so what I would emphasize is probably a difference between a natural approach and a standard medical approach for cardiovascular health is that we don't tend to as often to say there's one size treats all. We tend to look for a variety of causes of things that can go wrong and give us a variety of supports from the natural world. Many of these things are, frankly, simply superfoods.
Right.
And people need to keep this in mind, that generally speaking, what you see in the natural field for cardiovascular health are items that we should be eating anyway.
Right. That's the human natural diet, and that's what we're trying to promote.
Exactly. And so formula that, for example, the formula we'll eventually talk about here, the Gerald Formulas has a formula for cardiovascular health. And you look at the ingredients, you could reasonably say to yourself, but I eat that, or I guess I should eat that, or I know my friends in Japan eat that. and so it's a different approach. And also what we find is that you really should avoid trying to apply more and more pressure to one approach. That is, if you have someone who has high cholesterol levels, the standard medical approach is to give them a statin drug.
Right. And that's you mentioned that before, what we call the Pasteurian vector, that was based around streptococcus causing strep infection, for which you're given penicillin. But when we're talking about most of the conditions that modern humans are experiencing, as you said before, there are many factors to cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and a multifactorial approach has got to be the most sensible approach.
That's right. I talk about a lot of this in a book I wrote years ago. It's in its fourth edition, called Anti-Fat Nutrients.
I love that.
And it's an attempt to essentially get my arms around the various nutrients that have been recommended for supporting good cardiovascular health, proper weight maintenance, and so forth. And there are a great many of these. Oftentimes it's a question of how quickly you want results. Let's face it, most of us, we're human beings, right? we want the results yesterday.
Yes.
And unfortunately, those approaches that give you the results yesterday, as it were, are not necessarily the approaches that are going to give you success in the long term. You can intervene. A good example of this is blood pressure. Your doctor can intervene and give you a medication that will drop your blood pressure 20 points before you even walk out the door of his office. Now, as soon as you step across the threshold, you'll fall flat in your face. Your body has not been adjusted. Okay, but these things are possible. You can target a receptor site, which is common, and you can achieve this effect with many of these medications almost instantly. Now, if what's going on with you is, say, stress-related, you have a huge amount of cortisol, and this has been going on for a long period of time, and you're getting what they call a pressor effect from the fact that you're just under a whole lot of stress, is it better to take a medication that works with your kidneys to increase urine flow, or works with your arteries to increase the diameter, or something like this, or works with your heart to change your heart rate? Is it better to do that, or is it better just slow down? Okay. And we have to give thought to this, that oftentimes these quick, what seem to be quick and easy quick and simple solutions are not long-term. They give you the acute, but most drugs, and keep in mind, a very well-known downside of medical therapies is that most of these drugs, based upon what they refer to as targeting a receptor, that is, what's the light switch for this?
Yes. But
these receptor-targeted treatments typically tend to start going wrong within 3 years. So within 3 to 5 years, and those of you who are elderly yourselves or have various relatives who are old enough to have begun the medical cycle, as it were, know that after 3 to 5 years with any given drug, then you start adding on other drugs and then other drugs. So it becomes more and more complicated with more and more side effects, of course. And one primary reason for this is not that you were just naturally getting worse, but that by targeting this one receptor, you find that you've overused this approach and that it starts failing to give the results that you want.
And there are no checks and balances there.
That's right. And my example, one of the metaphors I use for this, is the little Dutch boy with his finger in the dike.
Yes.
Okay. And it's like your whole rest of your system wants to go one direction. And you're putting your finger in the dike, i.e. that poor little receptor that you're really squeezing. You're pushing back on this one little point. Now, everything else in the body is going the opposite direction. How long do you think that one little point is going to hold out?
And that's a great analogy, and I want to hold that thought because we're going to take a brief break shortly and come back and talk more about this multifactorial approach to cardiovascular disease and cholesterol. And for listeners who are just tuning in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, the host for today, and the show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Do remember their spring sale is on right now, March 25th through April 16th, 30% off Pathway Nutrition Products, 25% off all top brands, including Metagenix, Zymogen, Nordic Naturals, Thorne, Megafood, Enzymatic Therapy, Jarrow, Garden of Life, and Veron. So please get over to Village Green or go on the site, myvillagegreen.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with Dr. Kluatra and more discussion of natural therapies for cholesterol and cardiovascular disease.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence, the sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system, no rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gera Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gera Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and reminding you that we're here every Sunday. We're here at 10 AM, and tune in next Sunday because you'll want to hear Dr. Pissarro discuss antioxidants for brain health with Dr. David Perlmutter. Now, today our guest is Dallas Cluatra, and we started with a wonderful discussion about cardiovascular health, about prevention. We talked a little bit about nutrients. We talked about stress raising cortisol, and that while medications will treat symptoms, they don't get to underlying issues. So we're going to go a little bit further in that discussion and talk more about the nutrients that are involved in prevention of cardiovascular problems as well as in therapy. So, Dr. Cluatra, let's fill our listeners in.
Okay. Probably the easiest place to start is the natural compound that was the original source for the statins, which is what's called red yeast rice.
Very right. Popular, yes.
Very popular, and obviously red because of the color. Yeah. Now, this is an old, old item used for flavoring and for health in East Asia. There are all famous chicken soups made with the red yeast rice. And the modern approach with the statins, well, red yeast rice may have some small amount of the monoclonals, okay?
Yes.
But this is not what the original health benefits of the red yeast rice were ever viewed as being dependent upon, okay? We've taken, this is very typical. You start with a natural product. You look for one compound out of 1,000 compounds in that natural product, and then you isolate that and use that to have a particular effect in the body. The problem with that, of course, as we were discussing, is that you tend to get a sort of feedback, or maybe you should call it fight back, from the body.
That's a good term.
And give you an example with the statins. This is well known. I think Pfizer actually has, Pfizer or Merck has patents on this, of using CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, and or, of course, you can also talk about the newer forms, ubiquinol.
Yes.
QH, with the statin drugs. Why? Because the impact of statins on coenzyme Q10 production is considerably greater than the impact of statins on cholesterol production. And so what you find in the modern world is that some issues associated with cholesterol have gone down, but congestive heart failure, which depends upon coenzyme Q10, has gone up.
Yes.
So there's a trade-off here. The now, the red yeast rice is a Japanese scientist who found about 40 years ago that there was something called monoclonal K in red yeast rice. The truth of the matter is that there is not a whole lot of monoclonal K in red yeast rice. There just isn't. Naturally produced, naturally fermented red yeast rice just doesn't have very much. But it has a whole slew of what you would say the family's monoclonals, most of which have no impact on cholesterol at all, and has a whole slew of items that are various carotenoids and so forth, and hence the color red, and various other pigments. And traditionally, red-yeast rice was viewed as supporting proper inflammatory response, okay, besides being a flavoring and a preservative for foods. Okay. And my own brother, who has lived in Taiwan for 30 years, if he has some sort of an inflammatory reaction, goes down to a local that's a favorite of his, and has a big bowl of a particular red yeast rice dish. Okay, so that's you have a lot of benefits from red yeast rice that have nothing to do with cholesterol. Plus, you have of course the support for the cholesterol itself. Now, I wrote a long article on this in a magazine called Total Health Magazine about a year ago, and it's very interesting that if you look at statins, one of the side effects of statins tends to be a reduction in the body's ability to handle glucose properly. Yeah.
Now, that's a side effect that most people are not aware of.
It's interesting. It's not well known, including by doctors. If you go through the literature, what you'll find is that it seems to have long-term use of statins and clinically significant reduction in glucose handling ability. And this is not a good deal. This is not a good trade-off. But of course, you didn't say anything like that with the red yeast rice. There have been some very large trials, including in individuals who are statin intolerant, performed, by the way, at the University of Pennsylvania, and showing that that you did not have any of these effects, those negative effects with the red yeast rice. And you could give people the red yeast rice plus tips on diet and exercise, and resolve a great many of these problems that we typically would simply prescribe medication for.
Right.
And so
quick fixes.
And so again, I go through this in a couple of articles in Total Health Magazine and elsewhere. It's known in the literature. It's just that it's not the image you get in the public at large. So the point is that red yeast rice is actually a great item, eaten in large amounts in certain parts of East Asia, and viewed as a flavoring for, in fact, associated with a particular group in China called the Hakka. But it's a flavoring, it's preservative, and used for various sorts of traditional health maintenance purposes. So
it's more global in the nutrients it provides, and we're not looking at the downsides of the statins. And I always like to emphasize and remind our listeners that the statins turn down CoQ10 function, which is where we get the muscle damage. That's where the muscle damage comes from. And the cardiac muscle, the heart muscle, is one of the most, susceptible is a good word, to damage. And so there is such a thing as statin-induced cardiomyopathy that is missed because the person already has heart disease, and if their heart's getting worse, the doctor may not be looking at the statin, the negative statin effect.
That's true. Also, you have a statistically significant rise in just general neuropathies.
Yes.
After 2 years of use with statins, and the longer the use, the greater the rise in neuropathies. And so, it's always interesting to look at the results of these drugs in the wild as opposed to in carefully controlled settings. That you're told that there are very few side effects in some of these large clinical trials of the statins, and then you find out later that, well, they had been eliminating anyone who had, quote, a reaction to the statins because you didn't want to box up the results. Well, in the wild, what you find is over a 2 to 3 year period, even though statins are being prescribed by a doctor, that something like 3/4 of the individuals being prescribed the statins will stop using them because they didn't like side effects.
Right, and once you have obvious side effects, you're in trouble. What other nutrients like this are included? We've talked a little bit, you and I have, about Choles Optimizer being a combination. What are some of the other nutritional agents in there?
Okay. Artichoke extract is one of the items, and everything that's in the Choles Optimizer is there in some sort of clinically tested amount. So you're not talking about a sprinkling of this and a sprinkling of that. You're talking about clinically tested amounts. The artichoke extract, which is the chlorogenic acids, has the benefit of causing a release of bile, which you probably have talked about in the show, as improving digestion.
Right.
Keep in mind that cholesterol has a lot of purposes in the body. One of them is for digestion and absorption of fatty nutrients, such as vitamin E, vitamin A, vitamin D, CoQ10, the fish oils. You need the bile in order to absorb these. And the downside is that we Americans, as a group, don't eat much in the way of fiber. We don't like vegetables, and we don't eat much in the way of fiber in general. We like things that are light-colored and sweet, not dark-colored and strong-flavored. Sort of the opposite of the direction, for example, the Japanese and Koreans are going. Where
yes.
They're dumping anything that doesn't have color in it, well, we don't eat. So rather than the white rice, we'll eat the forbidden rice, the red and the black rice, this type of thing. And so, but the point is that when people talk about cholesterol, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of disagreement about what is really wrong with cholesterol. Most of the toxins in the body are bound up with the bile and dumped. Okay, that's the way your body gets rid of a lot of toxins. Problem with not producing enough bile or not having enough fiber to bind to that bile is that you keep on reabsorbing these toxins 20 times maybe before they get out of the system. So you're looking at free radical generation, all this sort of nastiness, pressure on your liver and so forth. Why? Because you didn't have enough vegetables and fiber in the diet in order to get rid of this toxic bile. But it's not to say the bile is bad. It's because the bile is being used by your body to perform a cleaning function, amongst other things. Artichoke causes the release of bile and also has the nice benefit of inhibiting the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And keep in mind that cholesterol really, again, has a huge number of functions in the body. I can predict with utter certainty when most people will have high cholesterol levels. April 15th. Why?
Stress.
Stress day.
Stress day.
And what's cholesterol? Cholesterol is the backbone of all of those hormones your body is using to deal with stress. Okay, so is it a proper approach to rob the body of all of the building blocks for cholesterol? And you're going to say, oh, well, your arteries are better because you couldn't build any cholesterol. Well, you couldn't build any of the other adrenal hormones either. Okay, so.
Excellent. And we do cover on the show, I do emphasize that cholesterol is a healing nutrient, if we want to think of that, made by the body. It's part of the bricks in the cell membrane. It's essential for life on Earth. Without it, we would be water. We would have no structure. So we do emphasize that. And just a few more, about one more minute we have to give some information, and then in the last segment we'll expand our discussion.
Okay. The other ingredients, and that maybe we can talk about later,
mm-hmm.
We have a sesame seed extract with sesame lignans. Okay. A lot of people have heard of flax lignans. Well, sesame lignans have a lot of the same benefits of flax, as flax. Curiously, sesame lignans also have a lot of the same benefits as fish oil.
Now, I want to expand that when we come back. So, listeners, hang on to that thought. If you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and reminding you that we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please do tune in next week to hear Dr. Passaro discuss antioxidants for brain health with Dr. David Perlmutter. That is going to be a very interesting topic. And today we have been talking about natural therapies for cholesterol management. We are talking with Dallas Cluatra, PhD, and Dr. Cluatra has always got good information for us. We were also talking about some of the natural nutrients that are in Coles Optimizer by Jarro. We discussed the red yeast rice in quite a lot of detail, and the artichoke extract, the sesame seed extract, and lignans, and we want to expand on that and talk also about tocotrienols. These are not necessarily common words that people are familiar with when they talk about natural therapies and nutrients, because we usually talk about B vitamins and magnesium and vitamin C, but we spend a lot of time on the herbs and other agents as well. So let's take off from there, Dr. Cluatra, and give us more information on the lignans.
Okay. These are not so well known in the United States. I mean, I don't think that sesame is particularly well known here, unless you are from Asia. And so it's, but in Japan, for example, what's the recommendation that every school kid's lunchbox should contain a dollop of sesame?
That would be excellent.
Okay, clearly they have decided that this is a general purpose health tonic, and there are a lot of reasons for this. I mentioned the lignans in terms of relationship with flax, and I'll just do this in passing that flax lignans, of course, have benefits both men and women for evening out certain types of hormonal responses. So for men, they're known for helping with BPH.
Wonderful.
And so, but curiously, that some of these sesame lignans, they're slower to show benefit, but have pretty much the same types of benefit as the flax does in these instances. It's just not very well known. But for our purposes here, the sesame has a couple of other effects that are really quite striking and people don't make enough of because it just isn't very well known here. Okay, first off, the sesame lignans, improves the ability of the liver to burn fatty acids. And this is good because typically if you have a problem in oxidizing fats for energy, you have a tendency to store them. Not good. And that storage includes in the liver, that includes, you start seeing elevated triglycerides, things like this. You see, I would say between 60 and 70% of all people who are overweight and obese have some sort of liver issues. Very high percentage. Really quite striking.
Yes, it's significant.
I ran across this data almost 20 years ago with the first edition of the anti-fat nutrients. I was amazed that 60% of people who are obese should have liver problems or more. Okay, so the sesame seed lignans support liver health. They are not antioxidants and free radical scavengers in themselves, but the curious thing is that they increase the body's ability to recycle several nutrients that are free radical scavengers, and that is gamma-alpha-tocopherol, especially, and then the various tocotrienols. It's very curious thing is what they ran across in the various studies early on was that giving the sesame seed lignans, that the store of the tocopherol, especially something like gamma-tocopherol and the tocotrienols, was higher. Okay, so there was something about the lignans that was allowing the body to recycle and reuse and therefore get a greater functional ability of these powerful free radical scavengers. You weren't taking vitamin E in order to get the benefits of vitamin E. You were recycling it yourself. Okay, very, very nice finding. The other indirect effect, one other indirect effect that you have with the sesame lignans is that it reduces, they reduce what's called arachidonic acid, which is a pro-inflammatory component we make ourselves. One of the problems with an unbalanced diet between omega-6 fatty acids, which is what you find, for example, in soy oil, and omega-3s, which is what you find in fish oils, is that if you have a high intake of the omega-6s and failure to be balanced with the omega-3s, especially on a low-mineral diet with a lot of sugars or other items that increase insulin, you produce a whole lot of arachidonic acid. And arachidonic acid is what's used in all these pro-inflammatory, what are called cytokines. It's used in pro-inflammatory processes in the body. So, in fact, the standard American diet is a pro-inflammatory diet. It is a directly pro-inflammatory diet.
Absolutely.
One of the benefits of fish oils is that they inhibit the production of this excess arachidonic acid. And the important point is not how much fish oil you're taking, but what the ratio of these omega-3 oils is to the omega-6 oils you're taking.
The ratio, and let's emphasize that, because we have, it's kind of a teeter-totter, and we're unbalanced in that we have more omega-6 in a diet than we do omega-3, and we spent decades from the 30s on using margarine, pushed on us by all of the, FDA, USDA, all of the major health organizations promoted the use of trans fatty acids and hydrogenated oils, and they are antagonists to omega-3, strong antagonists.
Absolutely. By the way, margarines were introduced in France during the Napoleonic Wars as a chief substitute for butter.
Really?
Yes. The soldiers hated it. Soldiers hated it, and it made them sick. Okay, so this is way back at the beginning of the 19th century. We saw these margarines being introduced. And I can't say that they were improved very much over the course of a century and a half or two centuries.
No proper French person would ever eat a trans fat now. Butter is better, and we talk about that on the show a lot.
Absolutely. But to emphasize again that it's important the ratio of omega-3 to omega-6. The typical ratio in a pre-modern diet, before you could just produce these omega-6 fatty acids so easily, was, say, omega-3, 1 to 3 parts omega-6, something like that. Okay. Today, in some parts of the United States, in some population groups, it's 1 to 20. We are They say that we are out of balance.
Way out of balance.
Way out of balance. Okay, this promotes inflammation in the body. Now, the other thing that's going on that the sensory ligaments are just stars for, is something called delta-5 desaturase, which plays a big role in this creation of arachidonic acid. And it turns out that just as the fish oils help block this delta-5 desaturase, which sadly, like a lot of other things that get sort of disjointed as we get older, this delta-5 desaturase becomes ever more active the older we get. Okay, what you'll find is that the sensory ligaments also inhibit delta-5 desaturase. So one of these major benefits that you get with the fish oils, this anti-inflammatory effect from reducing the actions of delta-5 desaturase, you also get with the sesame lignans. Very, very nice.
And that's a good explanation. And though it's technical, I think it helps listeners understand the power of these nutrients. It's just not some general effect, but a lot of specific effects. So that is an excellent plug for the omega-3 fish oils.
Sure. The omega-3s are great ions. People should seriously consider and try to establish, you know, what else are you eating, because that's how much you're going to have to supplement on. The nice thing, as I said, the sesame lignans, which in fact we have a specified amount in the Coles Optimizer that Jarls produces. Well, because this is a clinically tested amount.
And you've got the tocotrienols in there as well.
The tocotrienols work well with the sesame lignans, because the sesame lignans extend essentially the effective lifespan of these tocotrienols, your body's ability. And the tocotrienols work on cholesterol synthesis in a different pathway or a different spot in the pathway from the statins. Okay, and so you don't get the negative effect upon the CoQ10, for example, with tocotrienols. And the tocotrienols, tocotrienols are essentially a member of the vitamin E family. They're the other half of the vitamin E family that most of us never hear about. But it's the tocotrienols that, in the animal experiments, extend lifespan.
Yes.
Not the alpha-tocopherol. It's the tocotrienols that extend lifespan. Huge amount of research on tocotrienols.
Well, that is important. We have mentioned it, but I'm glad that you're emphasizing it. And I wish that we had more time. This has been very interesting. And thank you for describing these natural therapies in the Coles Optimizer that Jarro carries. And we hope you will come back and have another session with us and share your knowledge. Thank you, Dr. Kluatra.
My pleasure.
And I want to remind you, listeners, about the sale that's going on with Village Green right now until April 16th, 30% off Pathways products, 25% off top brands, and some extra savings on Sinus Survival products. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. And both MyVillageGreen.com, the site, and the location of the store on Cedar Lane, both sites, both places, are your resources for excellent information on healthcare products, especially nutritional supplements. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health, a breathtaking day, and a very peaceful time until April 15th.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.